Welcome to Therapist Spotlight.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Andrew's Therapist Spotlight, the podcast where we aim to showcase our wonderful members to the wider community. I'm your host, Joshua Brooks, and with us today is Grace Hawkins. Grace is a nutritionist and a naturopath and works out of a multimodality sort of medical clinic. So this is going to be really excellent to hear about how that all works. Grace, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm really good, actually. So the first question, what got you into natural health and natural medicine?
For me, it was really my own health journey. I started having some interesting things happen to me when I was younger and difficulties with my menstrual cycle and my digestion. And I think that, you know, I've always had a really curious mind. So I was always asking, why did this happen? How did this happen? And I just felt that I couldn't really get the answers that I was looking for. There was just responses like, oh, well, you know, sometimes this just happens and you've just got to deal with it. And it was actually, it got to a point where I had appendicitis and they actually burst and I got really sick because, yeah, that's not a good thing when that happens. So I was pretty determined to get better and stay better and really work out how that happened. And yeah, that really led me down the track of looking into body systems and yeah, different ways that nutrition and food affect us, but also stress. And yeah, I guess that would be it.
So what made you decide on naturopathy and nutrition? Like sometimes you sort of have one or the other. Well, why did you decide to do both?
Well, mainly because I love food.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that, you know, food is our medicine, you know. It's like something that we do at least three times a day, hopefully, or sometimes more. Mm-hmm. And it makes us feel good and it's so vital. It's like where we're supposed to get all of our essential nutrients from. So I like to empower my clients. I think that it's really important that they feel that they know that it's not just about taking supplements and nutrients, you know, that are synthetic. It's also about cultivating like a really great diet that's rich in, you know, micro and macronutrients, and help them learn how to use that and create really great nutritious meals, and also how to identify foods that might not be working for them too. So I feel that was just an important aspect that I wanted to bring into my consultations and share with my clients. And it was definitely something that really influenced my health journey, eating the right kind of foods, you know.
Yeah, it's so important, nutrition. I used to be one of those people who thought they could out-train a bad diet, but I've come around to the error of my ways, that is for sure. So if I'm a new client and I come to you, what's the consultation process look like? What are you asking me? What would you like for me to bring for you? Would you like me to have bloods done by my GP? How does that work in your sphere?
Yeah, great question. I often request that my clients bring their blood pathology. I'm really interested in reading blood pathology from a preventative health perspective. So if someone already has had some blood pathology taken by their GP and it's within 6 to 12 months old, it still gives me a really good insight in where we might need to look into further. Mm-hmm. And I always request that. And when I have my consultations, sometimes I send out a health review if I have enough time before, where people can look at the questions or maybe even ask their parents or redo a bit of their own research on if they were breastfed or if they had any health concerns when they were younger. But always in a consultation, we'll cover their family history and also their past medical history, because what I realized from my own health journey was that was quite relevant. And so I'm really looking at to see where the person's been and what they've been through and how many courses of antibiotics and what different things have they experienced. And that gives me clues, kind of look at it a little bit like a jigsaw puzzle. And I'm really interested in gathering all of the pieces and seeing what the terrain looks like. And then that helps me to guide me on what further testing and investigations that I might be recommending. And yeah, where there might be some strengths or weaknesses, or, you know, the different areas that are going to pop up and that we might need to address.
Mm. And so what kind of clinical diagnosis do you like to do? Are you much of like a traditional naturopath where you'll use iridology, sort of fingernail tongue analysis, or are you much more of this sort of functional sort of naturopath where you'll send them out for, yeah, lots of blood work and tests and stuff? How does that work for you? What do you like to do?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I've been practicing for maybe like 15, 16 years now. And at the beginning, I started leaning right into iridology, live blood analysis, lots of, tongue diagnosis and all of the standard things that I had learned through my training. And then the blood pathology really started to pique my interest because I could see things presenting in the blood that weren't really clear in through iridology or what stages they were at or in the blood live blood work, which was really always very fascinating. I found that there was a few variables and I wasn't able to determine exactly what was happening. And so I really like working with blood pathology. However, I also acknowledge the gap there as well, and that the need for a little bit of a crossover of everything. And when I work with bloods, I'm aware that it's only about a 72-hour window that we're really seeing of what's in the blood. And then, it gets pulled into the tissue or the cells. So now I work a lot with hair tissue mineral analysis. I'm really fond of that. That gives me a really great overview of what's been happening for the last 3 months with people. Often I'll use like stool analysis, comprehensive stool analysis if they're indicated. And sometimes I'll even use microbiome RNA testing, which is like the active part of the DNA and what is actually reacting in someone's microbiome to certain foods, which before we never really had access to that. So we would say maybe avoid these foods or sounds like a FODMAP sensitivity or a particular sensitivity. And whereas now we can test the foods that are actually causing that reaction and that allows a lot more expansion, I feel, for people to eat and include more food as medicine while avoiding their trigger foods as well. So there's a really nice blend there.
Yeah, wonderful. And so then after that, how does your treatment look normally? Are you a big herbal prescription? Do you like nutraceuticals? Do you like to, go through their whole diet? And how does your dietary planning work? Are you much more of a teach you how to eat rather than what to eat? Or do you like meal plans? How does that whole treatment sphere work for you? And what do you like to do, not necessarily what you sort of do more of?
Yeah, well, I think my main focus is always about empowerment. I really want to help people to understand what's happening for them and how they got to the position that they're in so that they can trust in their body system and getting them out of that and to their optimal health and well-being and really that wholeness and the fullness, of the healing. So for me, I like to start with marking people's progress with let's find out where you're at and your levels, and then let's contribute some testing and find out, mark the progress of starting points so we can see how they're improving. I definitely always add a nutrition section, a dietary section at the beginning of all my reports. I always give my clients a report at the end of every consultation because I like to have a little overview of what we covered and the areas where they can really contribute. So the dietary stuff will depend on what's happening for them and also whether or not we're going to do more testing. I try to avoid doing too much limitations at the beginning unless it's really obvious, so that it's more about feeling like a yeah that they're not restricting. There's room for them to move here and to really like gain momentum and insight rather than just restricting and pulling too much out. And then letting their body talk to us and making a plan with my clients. So like, okay, this is what your body's saying. These are what the results are saying. What do you feel comfortable with? How are we going to do this so that it works for you? So teaching them preparation and also helping them to understand the messages from their body is probably what I prefer to do, and letting the results of their microbiome RNA, for example, it like really guide us with that. And I don't do so much meal planning, I suppose, unless it's really a specific thing, the area that we're going to kind of work with. I love herbs. Herbal medicine is amazing. So I do incorporate that quite a lot. And I even use homeopathic medicine in conjunction with that too. But I suppose I lean into the nutraceuticals, particularly when indicated. I work a lot with biochemistry and methylation. So I'm really interested in the inner working of the cells and the building blocks for what is required to just help with the natural detoxification pathways right at the core, at the center. So if results are showing that we need more B6 or zinc, then I'll definitely make sure we meet that. Or if there's some MTHFR variations going on, I'm really interested in helping to meet those areas through nutraceuticals and always adding in my good food sources, what that might contain in foods as well, so they can increase that and always be leaning into good food sources, but also acknowledging that maybe they need a little top up with some extra nutrients for a period of time, particularly like, you know, just working with blood cycles as a time frame to sort of begin with, 120 days.
Yeah. And so when do you make the decision to use herbs or homeopathy? Like, is it sort of client dependent or, yeah, because, again, we all know that homeopathy has a little bit of a bad reputation, which is unfounded. But, yeah, so some people, I guess, would be a little bit resistant to it. How do you navigate that sort of space in your practice?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. Again, I really let I want to find out where the body system's at, and I want results to show me, guide me what they're capable, what the body system's capable of, how depleted it might be, how fast the cells or slow the cells might be spinning or the methylation. From that information, it really informs me on what particular herbs that they might be able to tolerate. You know, if their thyroid's working too fast, certain herbs obviously aren't going to work, and vice versa for, you know, if it's going too slow or the adrenals are too tired or something else is happening. So once I'm informed from the results, then I can help to pull together something that's going to align to, you know, balance their system appropriately. And depending on their energy levels and what their body can tolerate, I'll also decide whether or not I'll utilize some homeopathics to help, you know, release antigens out of the cells that might have got stuck there. And then once we've tickled them out, we can use herbs to help clear them. And that will be dependent on the case history and what they've been going through and how much energy their body system currently has available to be able to go through something like that, because I suppose it's a form of a detox that, you know, you have to be ready for.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. It can be quite hair-raising when you release all the toxicity from your fat cells. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't like scaring people too much. I'm always like careful of that healing crisis. However, sometimes that can be one of the best, you know, signs and symptoms. Someone's really shifting some stuff. So, yeah.
Definitely. I know I needed to be cracked completely apart. So I was one of those tough people. So, yeah. And so then with your diet, so a lot of people nowadays have such sort of ideological, hardcore dietary fascinations, right, with whatever. How do you navigate that space for your clients if they're wondering, right, if they come in and they're hardcore vegan, they're hardcore carnivore now, or they're hardcore, you know, keto or anything like that? How do you sort of navigate your own personal self and talk to them and educate them a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, again, for me, it's all about the balance and non-judgment. So whatever anyone presents with, I really feel like it's important to accept them and to allow them the space to really investigate what it is that their heart or their mind might be really into. And then with the results, use that as support agents to help them see, well, if we're able to shift this a little bit with that, would you be open to it? So using education as a process to help them see how they might be able to make a decision for themselves that's more favorable. And if that's something that they're not willing to do, still working within the realms of what they're comfortable with, just always allowing the opportunity to have the options on the table. And, you know, you can do it this way and you can do it this way. What would you like? So, again, empowering that choice place so that someone feels that they have the autonomy to, you know, really be a part of that healing journey. And, you know, I think that if the mind's on board, the body can really tolerate anything, you know, and it's just if depending on where that's what's coming in there, if there's fear around it or if there's uncertainty or if there's, you know, anxiety, obviously it's addressing that too. So sometimes it's a lot of confusion that they've heard that this is great but they don't feel good on it, or they've read something really that really moved them and they're trying it but and they want to believe that that's working, but you know the reality is it might not be. And that if we can meet that with kindness and an openness, and you know, if I allow my clients to kind of help them get there themselves, then that's a really beautiful way that they make changes. I feel it's not just me telling them what's right or wrong. It's them helping to decide that for themselves by being curious and being open. You know, so I try to offer that space of curiosity and just acceptance and also just, yeah, using those results as to help them make those informed decisions, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Absolutely. And so then with your own practice, how do you like to structure a client's treatment schedule? Like, are you, do you like sort of the initial follow-up and then allowing time between, or do you sort of prefer to go on that health journey with them and like have like, you know, 4 to 10? Obviously, every client's different and budget adjusts that, but your own personal preference, how would you like to, yeah, what sort of clientele are you looking at seeing in terms of that sort of treatment schedule?
Yeah, sure. Well, for me, it's really about allowing time for results. So I'll often spend the first session really gathering information, and then I'll make my requests for different testings or results, which we'll check in with. And then from there, I like to make sure that my clients are handling the changes. So usually within a 2 to 4 week period, I'm requesting a follow-up, and then really working on the blood cycles. So I like to educate them that a blood cycle where it takes every red blood cell to completely renew itself is about a 120-day period or 4 months, 3 to 4 months. So if we're just checking in periodically every, 3 to 4 weeks within that first blood cycle, we can start to really track their rhythms and help them to feel empowered to really understand what's going on and like what things mean. And then doing retesting at the end of that blood cycle is a really nice way to help, again, mark their progress. And so keeping them engaged within a period of time like that is really important. But I also like to offer that autonomy where I want them to start trusting in themselves and their own body's processes. So I'll often say, I'd like to see you within a period of time. However, I'd like you to let me know when you feel like that's the right time. So if you're going really well, extend it out a little bit. But if you're unsure, feel free to book in sooner. However, don't let it go past, say, like a 4 week mark, because we won't really be able to know whether we've got the right doses for you. And just letting them know that there's support there, but that also that they can start to really trust and cultivate this inner knowing and checking in with themselves and feeling like they're able to support themselves and really create that healing. I think that's one of the most important gifts we can possibly offer to our clients, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And again, it's like if you've got a herb that you don't like the taste of, or it's making you feel funny, or it's, you know, like, don't wait for that 4 weeks. You know, you can come back to us and we can adjust it, or we can put one in, or we can take it out, you know, like,
yes,
otherwise you're not going to get the sort of the outcome you want. It's like, you know, rather than not taking it, you know, check in and we can adjust and do all that kind of thing.
Yeah, and just not being too hard on the self, like you need to do all these things for it to work. It's like, have flexibility, like we can adjust things. If it doesn't feel right, or you're feeling sick, or you know, something's funny, like trust in that more than just the prescription. Like, check in, let's find out what's happening, you know.
Definitely. And I think, like, that's again, like you said, that healing crisis. And if you start to, you know, like if you start to detox, if your fat cells start to release these toxins that they bind in, you know, you can have all sorts of symptoms that you never even knew about, and then you can freak out and think, what's been done to me? It's
yeah.
Like, well, that's actually good. Like, it's a good thing. We'll help you get through it. It's like, don't freak out. You know, talk to us. I think that's one of the gifts that we've got as natural practitioners, is we can actually talk and coach and help them through that healing process.
Yeah, I agree.
And so then, with you working in a like sort of a multimodality clinic, and I believe that you said that you also work with like GPs and other sorts of allied health professionals, how's that for you and how's that journey? Have they been accepting of your ways, or has it been a little bit of a challenge? How's this all sort of work? How's that going?
Oh, I've been so blessed. I feel that it's such a privilege to be a part of an integrated system like that. And I've had lots of experience over the years. I originally started out working in health retreats, where that was quite normal because you have lots of different practitioners around that you're integrating with. But then I moved into more integrative medicine and working in healthcare centers with GPs and working alongside them and having meetings and, you know, co-consultations. So, you know, just learning a tremendous amount of how to interact with GPs in a really respectful way, what their limitations are around testing, how to create a really nice, healthy working environment that's evidence-based, you know, to make everyone feel safe. And, you know, it's been a wonderful process, because often GPs don't get trained in nutrition and supplement therapy, and there can be lots of dogma or, you know, misunderstandings around the efficacy of, you know, nutrient therapy and supplements. And, you know, of course, there's a big difference between nutrients that you can get off the supermarket shelf and then our practitioner range only supplements, which isn't clearly understood. So there's been amazing opportunity for education and growth both ways, you know, which has been really exciting and something that I'm quite passionate about. And also realizing that, you know, in a health system, you know, we need support as practitioners, but the client needs support. Often they'll need some body work and they'll need some, you know, medical testing, and they'll need some maybe mental health support. And having all of that available with practitioners that you really know and trust, and you see how they work and you see how that can contribute to the overall health of the individual, is really exciting because it's, and so supportive. It's supportive for the client, it's supportive for us as practitioners, and I just feel like it creates a really the support is just, amazing. And, I work at the medical center a couple of days a week, but to be fair, I also have my own clinic 2 days a week, which I love as well, because there's you have different dynamics in both, you know, there's different, there's different settings that, you know, in the medical center, it has a particular setting that is connected to more of the medical model, and then the home clinic is a bit more intimate and can explore other areas, it seems. But both are amazing, and I feel really grateful to have that combination.
I guess it's reaching different demographics as well, isn't it?
Which definitely is awesome. That's exactly what it is. You're right. And I think from working in the medical centers, it's it has given me that opportunity to work with people that I might not have ever met before, so that's been amazing.
And that's, like, it's so important for two aspects, from my opinion, is that, like, that healthcare landscape. So, you know, getting that team that can actually give the client what they need and meet them where they're at and try and get them the care that they want and need, and working with a whole bunch of different people to provide that. And then the other thing I think that's so important is that you're now getting natural medicine out there and showing what we can do, and, you know, being part of that, you know, that medical clinic a little bit more, you know, it's like, like you said, there's people who would never have even thought that a naturopath could do A, B, and C, right? They only thought, oh, she's just going to wave a wand or whatever.
Totally.
Which I like, but anyway. But, you know, like, it's actually, you can actually get out there and bring some herbs and show them what they can do for them and show them how it's great, because then that sort of penetrates the actual ability that we have to heal them straight through the system, I think.
It's so true, and it's so beautiful. I mean, I work with a really awesome GP who, and we have a lot of case studies now where his clients are just getting incredible results, and, you know, he's just not seeing any, you know, like, certain things in his books anymore, like, you know, blood pressures are resolving and cholesterol's coming down, and he's just like, what, this is amazing. Like, my clients are healing, like, and I'm not putting them on medications. They're growing and learning, and sometimes even we have a client, mutual client, that has diabetes that's reversed, you know, and he's just like, Luke, going, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm like, yes, this is so great.
Well, we're coming up on time, so thank you so much, Grace, for coming on. It's been absolutely wonderful spending time with you. Where is your clinic located? When can people reach out? Where can they contact you? And, yeah, where can they get in touch?
Sure. Well, I work in Mullumbimby at the Comprehensive Health Centre in Stewart Street there 2 days a week, and my home clinic is in Suffolk Park in Byron Bay. However, I actually do a lot of my consults online. I have a big online presence. I have lots of clients internationally and also nationally in different states. So that's a way that I work a lot at the moment. It's obviously really quite handy for the current times. Yeah. So I have a website, Preventative Health Solutions, and I have an online booking system through there that people can book into. And I just also have, like, a Facebook page and an Instagram page under the same name, Preventative Health Solutions. So, yeah, I'm happy for people to reach out. And, yeah, so if they have any questions, let me know.
Fantastic. Well, of course, guys, as always, links will be in the description below. So, please, if Grace sounds like the practitioner for you, which, you know, she sounds wonderful, so please get in touch and contact her and see what you can do. But we'd just like to thank you so much for coming on Therapist Spotlight, Grace. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
And for everybody else out there, have a great day, and we'll catch you all next time. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Therapist Spotlight. If you would like to know more about ANTA, visit us at www.anta.com. therapistspotlight.com.au.